The WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Lorraine, and this portion is brought to you by the Lorraine Palace Theater, 6th and Broadway in downtown Lorraine. For this week's schedule, you can click LorrainePalace.com. And joining us again on the phone, as he was yesterday as well, we have Scott Muska from the Lorraine Palace. Hey, Scott, thanks for putting up us on the marquee. Craig and I feel so honored that we've got the station's name and lights up there. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You guys finally made it on Broadway.
Oh, you use that line a lot on
I certainly do. Bruce, did we find the Lorraine Lighthouse on your shirt yet this morning?
Well, apparently this shirt did not have the Lorraine Lighthouse on it. So the only place people can see the lighthouse this morning is if they head on over.
Live and in person.
Exactly.
Glad to have you guys back in our lobby this morning. Hope hospitality is treating you well.
It's great to be in here. And it's one of these... you can sort of just sit in this inner lobby area and just sort of get distracted by all of the beauty and the architecture that's in here. And it's amazing that people probably bustle their way through from outside, maybe into the concession stand, get in the theater, and sometimes they don't even, you know, who normally looks up?
But well, you'd be amazed, but when they come in the very first lobby there and hit that second set of red doors, if you notice, and I tend to watch people as they come in, they immediately just raise their head like they're a tourist in New York City. And usually if you can watch the expression on their face, they kind of just do that, wow, you know, when they look up to the architecture and the detailing in the ceiling there in the lobby. But
Scott, how much maintenance goes along with this to keep it in tip-top shape?
Well, I'll tell you, you guys have met Mike. He's our maintenance guy there, and he's our only full-time employee. And a lot of maintenance, but you know, as a nonprofit in our area, we are constantly raising money to put money forward to keep it in the shape that it's in. So a lot of painting, a lot of upkeep. You know, that's all plaster. All of the area that you see there is all molded plaster, and we literally have the molds for all those little pieces to make all those cornices. And so when something gets damaged, it has to be reformed, it has to be repainted, it has to be matched. And, you know, that's one of those things of having a building that's on the historic registry. You know, you've got to keep it as close to the way that it was. So
where do they find the craftsmen or artisans that are able to still do something like that?
Well, you know, actually right now in our area, we have a gentleman from Russia who's in, and he's a master plasterer. And he's doing some work in Elyria and going to be coming into the palace there and doing some of our plaster work and stuff. So, you know, through our board president, Gary Fisher, he's an architect, so we're very happy to have the outreach to folks that, you know, really get into this kind of stuff. But, you know, it's not like we could just go down the street and find somebody to do, like, terrazzo work out front. You know, we actually have to bring people in, sometimes from out of state, sometimes from other areas of the country. But that's what their specialty is. So it's a constant, ongoing, you know, when the building was built in 1928, so there's always something that needs to be fixed.
But, of course, the idea is to bring people in. And so you've
Absolutely.
Got a lot of programs and a lot of events going on. Talk about some of the things that are coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Well, tonight is another version of our Classic Movie Wednesdays. Every Wednesday night we have another classic movie. Tonight is La Strada from 1956. And so every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we open up the bar and the concession stand, and it's a retro look back at some great classic movies. And we've got some great movies coming up this summer. We're online at LorrainePalace.com. You can check out every Wednesday. Tuesdays, we do something nice for the kids every Tuesday afternoon. Great low prices. We bring in the kids shows. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we have Dollar Dogs, Dollar Popcorn, Dollar Pop. Every Tuesday from now through August till the kids get back to school. Coming up this week, two big events. On Thursday night, we partner with the International Festival and host their pageant. So the Queen will be crowned this Thursday night on the Palace stage. And then Saturday is the Follow the Fish Art Walk. And it's going to be a huge art walk. Lots of artisans coming from all different mediums. And they will be adorning Broadway from 6th to 8th Street, and we've got entertainment and drinks and music and art up and down the street, almost like a big sidewalk sale for artists. It's going to be a great event from noon until 6 this Saturday, and you know that program is completely free. If you're interested in art or love to look at unique things or just like to see what folks in our area can create, then you want to come down to Broadway this Saturday from noon until 6. It's a great event put on by all the Follow the Fish folks.
We saw some of the storefronts getting a little bit of TLC yesterday.
So right. They're getting a little bit. They're moving the art to the front so you can actually see it from the sidewalk. A lot of those folks, places will be having open houses. We will be featuring something brand new in our theater, which is an inner look of how our organ works. So we're going to have an organ player on the Mighty Wurlitzer. And as that's playing, you'll be able to see on screen the inner workings of the organ room of how that Wurlitzer actually works while you're listening to a little concert. So we're going to be doing that at noon, 2, and 4. And then there was a great documentary-type movie, Lorraine, 1953. It's about the industrial way that Lorraine was brought together. That is going to play at 1, 3, and 5. So we've got something on our screen all day long. We'll have live music, Broadway blues, a bunch of great blues performers will be underneath our marquee, and we'll do a little bit special. We'll have the bar out front and have a great time on Broadway. But the biggest thing that's happening, and you guys are going to get a little taste of that here pretty soon.
Well, Scott, the Von Trapp family just walked by the lobby here.
They did. They've arrived.
They walked in order, too, so apparently...
Great. They've arrived, and they're going to be tuning up for you a little bit. The biggest thing that we really have that happens in the summer, under the direction of Andrew Lippian, who's our production manager, new to the Palace Theater this year and has really kicked things off for us. This is his second year back as a Palace Youth Theater director, and he's really turned our program upside down. But this year, we've increased our folks by almost 40% of the kids that really want to come and do theater. This is our 37th year. It's the longest-running youth theater program. It's a six-week program. The kids come every day, Monday through Friday. They learn singing, dancing, acting, how to sell tickets, how to sell ads, the whole production of how to put on a live theater production. And so they will be on stage July 18th, 19th, and 20th. It's a great family time. Bring out the family, see the kids from the community. And really, we draw kids now from not only Lorraine, but as far as Avon Lake, Elyria, Grafton, LaGrange, Vermilion, Firelands. We're drawing kids from all over the county that come to this program. So the Sound of Music, live on the Palace stage, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. Very inexpensive. Tickets go on sale next week. Reserve seats are $13. General admission is only $10. It's a great show. Get out of the house. Enjoy the arts. And see what these kids have done in 6 weeks. It's just amazing.
And I know they'll be coming in near the end of the program, and so we'll be waiting for that as we continue on here. Scott, thanks for sharing time with us this morning and being such a hospitable host. We appreciate it. People coming in, enjoying a little bit of the breakfast this morning that you've provided. And we, again, thank you for the sponsorship for our Spotlight series. We appreciate that very
much. Absolutely, and we appreciate you being in our lobby today and shining the spotlight on Lorraine.